Welcome to the Saturday Conversation. I'm Bobby Burton, joined by Jerry Hamilton. The Saturday Conversation brought to you by Laura Baker and Keller Williams Realty. Hey, Jerry, I've got to ask you this, man. You're in the car already, headed to the junior day. And I shouldn't even call it junior day. It's just a visit day with a lot of big-time players coming in. My count, two dozen folks that the Longhorns really want as part of their 2025 recruiting class. Whether it's offensive line, defensive line, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, defensive backs, linebacker, all the, just name it. There's a top guy at every single position expected in this week. And of course, they even have more coming in next week, but you're going to be in Austin for this event, Jerry, today, and we'll have more about it later. But what are your thoughts on the quarterback position overall? Obviously, Keelan Russell, another guy at Duncanville, not expected in. But someone that's everybody's keep their eye on a little bit at this point.
Yeah, no, I think KJ Lacy coming in is big, obviously. He's going to come back in on April 20th and for June 21st through 23rd official visit. That means KJ Lacy gets to spend time with DeCorian Moore, Kalik Lockett, Jamie French, Kelshawn Johnson, all those talented receivers coming in this weekend. And then 2026 quarterback Troy Hunes coming in from Mission Hills there in San Marcos, California, down near that Carlsbad, San Diego area. Look, he was one of the three quarterbacks Texas has offered in 2026. He's the second 2026 quarterback to visit this spring. Dia Bell from Plantation American Heritage, son of former NBA defensive specialist and player Raja Bell. He was in for a spring practice in March. Now Troy Hoon's in for the April 6th weekend scrimmage. So Texas has 2025 quarterback commitment in, a top target in 2026 in. Keelan Russell, I spoke with him at the district track meet, 6A11 district track meet. He's still coming in on the 20th. So he's not coming in this weekend. So they have the quarterback commitment and KJ Lacy coming in for the first of three visits, and Troy Hoon, one of the top two or three quarterbacks on the board in 2026 coming in.
Interesting. So later today, obviously, they will have a scrimmage, a mock scrimmage at the University of Texas, not available to media. It will just be recruits and their families, as well as the team itself participating. Jerry, that's what all of this is about today, mm-hmm. is that the players are going to get, the recruits are going to get to come in, see everything, maybe go to some pre-meetings, get checked in, and then go to the actual scrimmage itself. I think the scrimmage gets started here in a little bit. But my next point, you mentioned the quarterbacks and KJ Lacy and Troy Hoon, and then also, of course, Keelan Russell. Let's talk about the running backs before we get to those wide receivers, because you already mentioned, that's a blue chip list, the wide receiver list. Two guys expected in as of right now, out of Tyler Chapel Hill, Ricky Stewart, a Texas-based product, and then Jordan Davison out of Mater Dei in Santa Ana, California, also expected in at this point in the morning.
Yeah, those are the two 2025 running backs right now. Texas liked the Kylan Deer, but we've been saying here and on TexasFootball.com, that was a long shot. He committed to Ole Miss over Alabama. It was going to be one of those two. He's out of Quitman, Mississippi. So he was the third guy that they really liked. So I do expect Texas to take an in-state running back in the 25 class, and that's leaning to Ricky Stewart, who I think loves Texas. That offer meant a lot to him, and that was very popular at his mom's workplace there in the Chapel Hill area of Tyler. Then there's Jordan Davison. This one's gone back and forth. Texas leads. Okay, what? Ohio State making a move. Oh, Alabama was making a move. Then Nick Saban retired. Oregon in the picture. It really feels like it's going to come down to Texas and Ohio State for Jordan Davison at this point, not wanting to rule out an Oregon or even an Alabama. But it's big to get him back on campus this weekend ahead of a June official visit, because obviously he was at Ohio State last weekend. That was a huge visit weekend for the Buckeyes, and there was a lot of chatter coming out of there about Ohio State leading, which before that there was chatter about Texas leading. So it's great for Tashard Choice and Sark that they get their top two guys on campus this weekend. I think this is a huge players recruit players weekend, Bobby. I mean, this is one where a Brandon Baker conversation with a Jordan Davison, a Cedric Baxter conversation with Jordan Davison. Some of those things outside of coaching conversations I think are big. We're getting to that point where players recruit players, and I think that's all going to be big. Because Texas is in on – I mean, we'll talk about the same teams with Jamie French in a second and DeCorian Moore and Kalik Lockett. But Texas is battling everybody you want to be battling for these guys, and Ohio State's one of those teams.
It's interesting because Ohio State just hired the Oregon running back coach as well.
Yes.
Which kind of, made that recruitment a little more murky, I guess, could be the best way to describe it. Of course, Tashard Choice is one of the best recruiters in college football and has he really has the skins on the wall, the show for it, having not only Bijan Robinson and Roschon Johnson in last year's draft, but now this year's draft, Jonathan Brooks may be the first overall running back selected as well. So it'll be interesting where Texas goes there. Before I go on to wide receivers, Jerry, unless you want to have something to add to that?
Racine Guillory, the 2026 commit. He's going to be in town as well. Texas loves Racine Guillory. He's the running back out of Aledo, the sophomore junior to be. And then with Ohio State and Texas with Jordan Davison. At some point, you know, a school's going to get it to Tashard Choice in one thing you can't fight back against. Trevion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins are expected to go pro after this year. Who's Texas going to lose?
Maybe Jaden Blue.
But that's Ohio State's got something to sell for a 2025 running back right now.
Interesting. All right. I want to say thank you to our sponsor. That's Keller Williams agent, Laura Baker. She's with the Andy Allen team. She can help you with any and all your real estate needs in and around the Austin area. She's been doing it for decades and lifelong Longhorn as well as lifelong Austinite. 512-784-0505. Nobody knows Austin like Laura Baker, and nobody has the experience she does either. 512-784-0505. Laura, we appreciate your ongoing sponsorship of On Texas Football. Hey, Jerry, you mentioned these receivers. That's one of the highlights of the group. I mean, you got two guys that are ranked 5-star in French and Lockett by different folks. And Moore. So that's three different guys that are rated 5-stars. Then you have somebody like Kelshon Johnson that you love him. He's from Hitchcock. Four different guys that we know of that are high caliber receivers for the Longhorns coming in this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, DeCorian Moore is the headliner. All Texas fans are salivating because he's committed to LSU and he's from Duncanville, right? How in the world can he go to Texas over LSU? So he's the guy in this class that has everybody's attention, and for good reason. He's a super freak. I watched him at the track meet Wednesday, that District 6A-11 track meet. Now, he's super freak, right? I mean, and that's going to be the recruitment Texas fans follow probably the most in this cycle. But Jamie French is coming on campus for the first time. Texas has had success in Orlando. They've gotten into IMG. I think they can do well in Tampa. There's no Tampa shield against Texas, just Hurricanes. I think Texas can do well there. But Jacksonville's an area Texas hasn't really plucked somebody. So they're going in for Jamie French, one of the top receivers in the country at Mandarin High. Which the talent moves around from school to school in that area, depending on who's where, coaching where, and whatnot. But, and look, this is one of those battles, Ohio State, Miami, Florida State, former Alabama commitment. I mean, it's pretty much got it all. And he already has an official visit scheduled in June, but I think after this weekend, Texas will have a really good feeling about where they think this recruitment's headed. But the fact that he has two visits scheduled already, this is the first time he's been to Austin as a recruit. So this is a big couple of days for Texas. He's also going to be in Dallas for 7-on-7. This is a big couple of days here for Texas ahead of this June official visit. Again, at Ohio State recently, right? So there's a theme here of how some of these visits are working. Jamie French, big-time receiver. Then there's Kalik Lockett. Again, he's been to Penn State and Ohio State recently. LSU, USC, A&M, everybody's in on Kalik Lockett. I think Kalik Lockett likes Texas. He talks to KJ Lacy. I mean, there's some good connections there. But he hasn't been on campus in a while. He wasn't there for the January 20 junior day. So things have changed at Texas since he's been on campus. They've won a Big 12 championship and been to a college football playoff. He went to a game earlier in the season, but it's been a while since he's been back. So it's gonna feel a little different to him now around the Texas program. And then, look, Kelshon Johnson, he's almost like a state of Florida kid to me, Bobby. He's at a small school. He plays multiple sports. He doesn't work with a wide receiver trainer like a Marvin Hooks or anything. So he's really raw. But that also talks to his upside and speaks to his upside. So, I mean, if he's the fourth-ranked guy in this group, and I think he's underrated nationally, if he's the fourth-ranked guy in this group, it's a hell of a weekend.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it. It's incredible. Then you add in another guy, Jerry, and I want to say this about French before I go forward. Yes, he's from Jacksonville, but I also want to add the idea that he is also an out-of-state guy. And, you know, oh, well, it's going to be a really hard guy for Texas to grab. But if you think about it, Texas also got Ryan Wingo out of an out-of-state situation. Yeah. So don't count the Longhorns out by there. It may be a long shot at the outset, but not when it comes time to put pen to paper. All right, Nick Townsend, kind of a surprise at tight end in some ways. If you would have asked me 6 months ago, would Texas be involved here and would he maybe be at the top of the tight end board? I don't know that I would have said that. Then he goes out, the spring Decaney young man, goes out and runs a 10-900 meter at how big is he, Jerry?
215, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so look, Jeff Banks knows what he wants at tight end. He looks like he's pinpointing Nick Townsend to some degree. There's some other guys on the board as well, but certainly one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and Nick Townsend's a guy who he's a four-star prospect as a tight end or an edge guy, a linebacker. I mean, he's that good. Both Power Five schools have offered him at both spots. He wants to play tight end. Texas smartly recruiting him at tight end.
Not unlike JT Sanders.
Exactly. Exactly. I think Texas has at least a 50-50 shot with Nick Townsend. I think they've done a good job in this recruitment. But again, big visit coming up this weekend ahead of a June 21st through 23rd official visit. That's when Texas will have all three of their top tight end targets on campus. That's Amari Winston, the commitment. That is Nick Townsend and Keyati Armstrong from Jasper. Keyati Armstrong visits Texas April 13th. Not this weekend. He's at A&M this weekend, I believe. So he'll be in on the 13th. Townsend this weekend. But he's one of the very best two-way prospects in the country. He happens to play tight end, and he's tremendous at it because of his speed and ball skills.
All right, the offensive line group, pretty impressive. John Mills coming in from San Francisco. Then you have the Coleman brothers, Jordan and Devin, out of Cedar Hill, as well as Lamont Rogers, a big lineman out of the Metroplex area. And then Tyler Thomas down at Dickinson. Big humans abound in Austin today.
Yeah, and I think the Coleman twins, the triplets are all going to be that Isaiah Coleman. He's he's probably Baylor, Texas Tech, UTSA are really after him hard. But there's triplets. The biggest, first time I've ever covered triplets that, I mean, I think that all three of them exceed 1,000 pounds together. but look, Jordan and Devin, I think could commit to Texas right now. And that's actually news to some people. I think they could commit to Texas right now. Jordan's kind of right tackle, swing player, guard, right tackle. Devin Coleman's an interior guy who transitioning from D-line to offensive line, plays for Marcus Hutchins, former Texas offensive tackle that played at DeSoto, now coaching at Cedar Hill. That has to hurt his heart, but that's the job, right? He transitioned Devin to guard this year, or offensive line, and Devin is a very high-end guard. I really believe that. Both these guys' tape is really good. I've seen him in person at Cedar Hill. They both squat 575, 600 pounds. I think both those guys could commit to Texas if they wanted to. Now, Jordan has an official visit scheduled to Oklahoma. Both of them have visits scheduled to SMU and Baylor, which is something to watch. And Ole Miss is also in it. Tennessee's also in it for Jordan Coleman. But Texas likes him. John Mills, such an interesting recruitment. I think Texas is probably the favorite there for Mills. He's had multiple family members, and I'm talking like four or five, that were athletes at the University of Washington, whether that was water polo, basketball, volleyball, football. So there's a long lineage there of family members that played at University of Washington. Now they did go through a coaching change at Washington, and he'll be on campus with his father and one of his coaches this weekend, which is interesting. He's also scheduled to be back June 14th through 16th for an official visit. He could absolutely commit to Texas right now. The question is, could Texas get him in the boat before that Washington official visit, which is May 31st, June 2nd? We'll see on that. I don't know which way that goes, but I know he has a committable offer to Texas as well. Then Lamont Rogers. Look, this is Texas doing work. This is Kyle Flood doing work. I talked to Lamont Rogers Tuesday. He told me, and I put it on texasfootball.com, I put his visit schedule out there. It was LSU this weekend, then FSU, then Tennessee. Well, he changed that. Him and his mom are going to be in Austin today. For the visit. So that changed Thursday night on Texas Football, broke that news. Lamont Rogers was coming in. Tyler Thomas coming off the foot injury. We'll see what happens there. But Jonte Newman, Also a possibility. We'll see what happens there.
All right. We'll be having wait coming back for updates throughout the day, Jerry. As you hear them, et cetera, we'll have them either on Texas Football, or if it's necessary, we'll do a live as well. Because, you know, we don't know if there could be commitments or not today. We don't think so, but
maybe. Yeah, timelines change.
Timelines change when parents and athletes get on campus. They want to go ahead and make decisions, et cetera. All right, let's flip to defense. And look, the defensive line group's really impressive across the board, whether it's defensive tackle or defensive end. Malik Autry out of Opelika, Alabama. Hayden Lowe out of California. Then you have the guys that are in-state, whether that's Zion Williams, DJ Sanders, Chase Sims, Smith Arogbo as well. Ike Okafor, a guy that's coming on late right now for the Longhorns as well. Those guys all going to be on campus today, expected at least. What are your thoughts there?
I think this is a huge visit a day and weekend for these guys because, look, the reality is this is the first time Zion Williams from Lufkin, let alone Malik Autry, any of these guys, the interior defensive linemen, get to sit in a meeting room and watch Kenny Baker. Okay? Zion Williams had done that with Bo Davis, whether that was when Bo was at Texas or at LSU. He's never done this with Kenny Baker. Malik Autry is going to meet Kenny Baker for the first time and then sit in on a meeting room for the first time, right? So this is a big visit weekend for Kenny Baker because new at the job and not coming from college, coming from the NFL, these guys weren't familiar with him. All they know is he's got NFL on his resume, which is a good start, but now they actually get to see him work, whether that's in the meeting room, watch how he communicates with guys, or then on the field for the scrimmage at 11 and then the conversations afterwards. So this is a big weekend for Kenny Baker and the Longhorns on the defensive line recruiting. Look, I think Zion Williams is LSU, Texas with A&M third and TCU fourth. I think that's where this is going to hang around. Obviously, I said on Coffee and Football this week, his girlfriend's scheduled to go to LSU right now. Do I think that's a decision maker in this recruitment? I do not. Do I think it helps LSU? Sure, it can't hurt. But I think Zion will make his own decision. But he's in town with his mom, which that's a big visit for Texas. He will come back for a June official visit. Texas gets the last visit, June 21st through 23rd. Malik Autry, complete wild card. He's committed to Auburn. Bobby, we both know Opelika is a bike ride away from the Auburn campus. You can drive it, or you could ride your bike and get there too. So it's not that far. But he's visiting everywhere. He was at Florida last week, and he's going to go to Oregon. He's going to go to USC. I think he could come back to Texas for an official visit. Will it be tough for any of these schools at the end of the day to flip him? Yes. But anybody that's watched this tape knows why Texas is giving it a swing. He's one of the best in the country.
And hey, Jerry, you have to give a swing. Yeah. What about Smith Arogbo? I want to spend some time there because you know that I like him. Hayden Lowe coming out of California. Yeah. Talk about those two real quick.
So Hayden Lowe, there's people on the West Coast that feel like this guy could be as good or better than Kayvon Thibodeau one day. And that's a mouthful because Kayvon Thibodeau was the number one player in the country coming out of high school. So they said one day. That meant down the line, late in college career. And when I heard that, I was like, okay, well, he's not really being recruited that way. Okay, well, now he's visiting Georgia in mid-May for an official. He's got LSU. He's
yeah,
got
when USC. You were, when you were told that, it was 2 months ago, right?
Yeah.
And so, he hadn't had all those offers. Now it's starting to percolate where Texas
You know how good you are when Georgia recruits an edge out of Westlake Village, California? Man, it says a lot for your talent level, right? So he's going to be in this weekend, first time on campus. Then he comes back for a June 14th through 16th official visit. Smith Arogbo, first time on campus in a long time, if ever, today. Out of Alief Hastings, Rod Wright. Hello, Rod Wright, the last national recruit on the D-line out of Hastings High. Smith Arogbo is now one of those guys. He went from two offers before the season to 30-plus now. He's got that Zena type of upside frame to him, maybe a little quicker off the ball than Zena, maybe more of a natural pass rush guy. But he's coming in with his members of his coaching staff and a teammate you mentioned, Ike Okafor, who's 6'3", 260 pounds. He's a guy that has Arizona State and Cal official visits right now. Texas is just kind of monitoring him. We'll watch him in the spring, just see where that thing goes with him. Pretty much a 5-tech that could be a 3-tech one day. Just a guy that just keep tabs on. Smith Arogbo, you know, USC, Oregon, everybody's trying on him. But really, right now, I mean, Oklahoma State is very much in that. He doesn't have the national visit list quite yet, but I do think he'll get there in May once college coaches come out in the spring evaluation period. Then, obviously, I want to mention Chase Sims, the D lineman out of Richmond Randall. Texas offered him in March. He's coming in for the first time to Texas as well, the 6'3", 290-pound defensive lineman from Richmond Randall. If there's a kid to out of today that's going to end up having an official visit set up in June that doesn't right now, he may be one to watch.
All right. I want to say thank you to our sponsor. That's Laura Williams, Laura Baker of Keller Williams. You can reach out to her at 512-784-0505. Laura is a friend and someone that's been working in the home buying and home listing business for a long period of time in Austin and knows the area as well as anybody. She's also a big time Longhorn fan. So if you do call her, you might get a little talk about Quinn Ewers and the offense, but she'll also know a little bit about real estate industry, which is what you're really going to be calling her for. 512-784-0505. Laura at andyallenteam.com. She's also just good people as well. All right. Hey, I want to mention this to you real quick, Jerry. Right now, we know of one linebacker for sure that's expected in today, Elijah Barnes. There might be a guy from California that's committed to USC, but we're kind of monitoring that. And then there's three defensive backs worth mentioning, Cade Phillips and then Aiden Anding. Cade Phillips is out of Houston area, Fort Bend area. He is full go for Texas. Yes. Longhorns would love for him to jump on board. And then Aiden Anding out of Ruston, Louisiana, who's a late evaluation, but it seems to be picking up steam with other teams as well. And then Jonah Williams, a safety athlete type, out of Galveston Ball High School. Those are the three defensive backs we know of. Yeah. I'm going to say this, that we know of. There could be other guys that show up on campus right now. But those guys plus Elijah Barnes, what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I think Texas is in a good spot for Elijah Barnes entering these spring visits. He was at Ohio State recently. He's going to take an official to Ohio State May 31st, June 2nd. Then he comes back to Texas June 21st, 23rd. I watched him at the district track meet, at that district track meet on Wednesday, ran 10.96 with a little downwind at 230 pounds. I don't care. That's fast. He's moving with long arms. He's a guy Texas loves. They would take right now. Defensive backs, Cade Phillips, almost closing on 6'2", 280 pounds, 80, 81-inch wingspan, 10-inch hands, over 10-inch hands, long jump 24-7 this year. Texas, I think, leads A&M and LSU in that one. He'll also visit Baylor, I think, in May. But he's supposed to come back for an official visit June 21st through 23rd. And I agree with you, Texas would take him today. Jonah Williams, interesting. Oklahoma lean. Texas is fighting there. He's got visits set up, I think, in June to LSU and Ohio State right now. Oklahoma probably fighting for that 21st through 23rd, that last visit. But he hadn't been on campus in a while. He wasn't there for the January 20 junior day. So it's a big visit for Jonah Williams with this Texas staff trying to cut into that Oklahoma lead, which is a football baseball recruitment. And then you have Anding, the defensive back out of Ruston, the corner is so interesting to me. He was at Miami last weekend. He was at Arkansas midweek. Texas offered him March 28th. Sark was on the phone with him Monday and got him to come down for this April 6th visit, which tells you how much they actually do like him. They forced the issue to get one phone call to get this kid on campus. Really good basketball player, long jumps, 22 and a half feet. He's a guy to watch for Texas. He's a talented corner that just got back into football this past year as a junior, and there's a reason his recruitment's going to take off here in May. I think Texas wants to get him on campus before this spring evaluation period because he's going to pick up a lot more offers in May.
All right, before I let you go here, talking about all these guys coming in, I want to ask two questions, okay? One is Texas had a decommitment on Thursday from Anthony Williams, linebacker out of Pearland Shadow Creek. I want you to talk about that and what your feelings are that. And then do you expect any surprises today? Like whether that's a commitment, whether that's somebody showing up on campus that we're unaware of. So start with Anthony Williams, though, because people have asked a little bit about that. And I want to get your official take on the record kind of.
Yeah, look, this has nothing to do with Anthony Williams as a prospect. He's going to visit TCU. He's going to visit Baylor. He may visit Florida. He's a very good prospect. I think when Johnny Nansen was hired, that kind of changed the calculus on what they were looking for in this class at linebacker position. And then a guy like Matea Tagoa pops up and is an elite prospect. He committed to USC. We'll see on that. I mean, these USC commitments are, they're not the most solid guys I've seen in my years doing this right now. But then Jonathan Cunningham pops on the radar at North Crowley. So I think some guys that maybe fit Nansen, maybe fit where they're headed a little bit more than Anthony Williams did, popped up on the radar. And I think Texas didn't quite push as hard for Anthony Williams here in recent weeks. There's a reason I left them off these visit lists. I mean,
I put him in the best class
scenario with the caveat of, as long as he's committed. So this is not a surprise to us. As far as somebody that could pop up on campus, you know, I think it's possible.
So the thought process, too, is on top of those other linebackers, you're also thinking about Riley Pettijohn, as well as Bo Barnes. And so adding Anthony Williams to that maybe takes you out of the running with those other linebackers that may be ahead of him in the pecking order. And I agree with you as far as the surprise. I mean, there's surprises for a reason, right? I mean, that's part of it. Yeah. But I will say this. I've learned to expect surprises a little bit on these kind of visit days where there's a lot of things going on and somebody slips through the crack. Maybe it's a top 2026 player that shows up and above and beyond Racine Guillory and Troy Hune. You know what I mean? That we talk about. Yeah. So it could be a lot of stuff. A lot of receivers on campus today. We mentioned that the three, I guess, five stars with more French and potentially Lockett as well. All right, Jerry, that's going to do it for this episode of the Sunday Conversation. Thanks again, once again, to Laura Baker of Keller Williams Realty, 512-784-0505. You're out looking for a house today or tomorrow, make sure you give her a shout. Jerry, thanks for your time, bud. Good luck. And we'll talk to you later today about what went on at this event. May also have a little chatter about the scrimmage as well, which is going to be really interesting. Spring Longhorns getting after it in practice number 9 later today.